From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel, faced with a series of military scandals, is ordering Pentagon leaders to review ethics and leadership issues and come up with tangible results. NPR's Tom Bowman has more.
The scandals appear to be popping up almost every week. Air Force nuclear missile officers cheating on exams and using drugs, Army officers getting kickbacks, Navy instructors sharing test results. Rear Admiral John Kirby, Hagel's spokesman, said the secretary is troubled by what he sees.
I think he definitely sees this as a growing problem, and he's concerned about the depth of it. I don't think he could stand here and tell you that anybody has the full grasp here, and that's what worries the secretary.
Hagel has appointed a retired admiral and a general to review the nuclear force and make recommendations, and he's asked a review of ethics and leadership training at military schools. Kirby says Hagel plans to focus on these issues in his weekly meetings with the service secretaries and service chiefs. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
A month after a chemical spill contaminated water for 300,000 West Virginians, the state's governor and a team of federal and state officials today tried to reassure the public their water is safe. But NPR's Elizabeth Shogren reports distrust remains high.
Governor Earl Ray Tomlin told everyone he's been drinking the water for weeks. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention's Tanya Popovich downplayed the risk of any long-term health effects from the chemicals in the water.
Based on everything that we do know today, the experts agree that it's not likely, that it's very unlikely.
The state's superintendent of schools, James Ferris, is appealing to the public to trust authorities to do the right thing. Today they closed two schools to investigate concerns of tainted water.
We got to trust each other.
He says it seems like West Virginians have lost this. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News.
They're celebrating in Seattle today with tens of thousands of Seahawks fans taking to the streets where a parade was held to celebrate the team's Super Bowl win this past Sunday over the Denver Broncos. Parade covering a two-mile route through the city began at Seattle's iconic Space Needle and wound through city streets. Revelers, many wearing blue and green wigs, packed the parade route today. Private sector job survey is showing companies were adding jobs at a modest but steady pace in January. The monthly ADP report, which measures new payroll jobs added by companies outside of government, growing by 175,000. That was down slightly, though, from the previous month. The ADP numbers often diverge sharply from government employment figures, which include a broader slice of the U.S. economy. Stocks continued bouncing around today as investors appear to be trying to determine where stocks should be on the heels of last year's strong bull market. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 5 points today to end the session at 15,440. The NASDAQ was down 19 points. The S&P 500 fell 3 points today. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. Officials with the Department of Homeland Security have reportedly advised some airlines, including those flying to Russia for this week's Winter Olympics in Sochi, to be on the alert for potential efforts to smuggle bomb-making materials on board. News comes amid concerns about individuals possibly putting such materials in tubes of toothpaste or other carry-on items. The warning comes at a time Russian forces are already on high alert regarding possible terror threats at the Games, which kick off Friday with opening ceremonies. Officials aren't saying whether specific intelligence led to the warning, but say they're issuing out of an abundance of caution. The Vatican says a scathing United Nations report on sex abuse of children by priests is distorted, unfair, and ideologically based. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli says the report accuses the Vatican of systematically following policies that allowed priests to rape and molest tens of thousands of children worldwide.
The UN committee's report blasted the code of silence it says has long been used to keep victims quiet, accusing the Holy See of putting the reputation of the church and alleged offenders ahead of protection of the victims. Archbishop Silvano Tomasi, the Vatican's ambassador to the UN, reacted angrily to the report's criticism of the Vatican's attitudes toward homosexuality, contraception, and abortion. He said the world body cannot ask the church to change its non-negotiable moral teachings and accused the committee of betraying the international body's own objectives by allowing itself to be swayed by those he called pro-gay ideologues. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Crude oil futures prices were up modestly today. The price of crude rose 19 cents a barrel to end the session at $97.38 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.